A major UK consultancy firm has come under fire for negotiating a contract to modernise the Saudi military. According to the British daily The Guardian, the deal could be worth millions of dollars for PricewaterhouseCoopers, or PwC. The project aims to transform the Saudi military forces. Rights campaigners accuse Riyadh of war crimes in its war in Yemen. Amnesty International's UK denounced the PwC's plans. A director for the rights group warned it may be complicit in Saudi abuses. Control Arms, a global coalition working for international arms control, also slammed the negotiations. Let's speak to Professor James Fetzer. He's a professor emeritus with the University of Minnesota Duluth, and he joins us via Skype from Madison. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Fetzer. Now, this uproar over this company trying to modernize the Saudi military, is there any wonder that such a company would bid for such a project at a time when governments in the West are already military supporting and arming the Saudi government?
Well, the military-industrial complex thrives on death, destruction, and devastation, so it's hardly surprising you'd have a private company which would be willing to take a contract to make the Saudi Arabian military more effective, efficient, and destructive. Unfortunately, they're attacking the Houthis in Yemen, who are struggling to establish freedom and democracy for themselves, so we find this private company, the Saudi Arabians in America, alas, on the wrong side of history once again.
Right. So, Mr. Fetzer, now that there's all this uproar about this one company, do you think this is going to expand into a larger conversation about Western governments and their role when it comes to arming, equipping, and even being militarily indirectly involved in the war in Yemen?
Well, it's devoutly to be wished, but highly unlikely to occur. The military-industrial complex in the UK is entrenched, as is that in the United States. They make a great deal of money off of weapons of war. It's tragic, but it's part of the human economic condition that principles, freedom and democracy, truth and justice, frankly, don't matter compared to their bottom line, their profit margin. If there are profits to be made in weapons, selling them to a despotic regime to slaughter the innocent youth of Yemen, they're going to do it. That's what's taking place here, and it's taken place in the past, and it will take place in the future.
Well, that brings me to my last question, Mr. Fetzer, is that it's not just about Yemen. It's about when Yemen is over, the target will be just another country and its civilian population for the sake of making those profits for the military-industrial complex. What's the solution here, though?
Well, the problem has become so bad in the United States that the Democrats are attacking Donald Trump because he wants to make friends with Russia. What could be more desirable for the world, for its stability and security, than the two greatest nuclear powers should have cordial relations? But they are attacking Trump as though seeking to make peace with Russia were an act of treason. It's completely absurd until you understand how deeply the military-industrial complex has control, in this instance, of the Democratic Party, in opposition to all of Trump's best efforts, which in this case are actually highly commendable and on the right track.
Okay, that's James Fetzer, Professor Emeritus with the University of Minnesota Duluth, joining us via Skype from Madison. Professor Fetzer, thank you very much indeed, as always, for your comments here on Press TV.